producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. So, I don't know, I sort of talking about the weather seems kind of a little bit, when you have nothing else to talk about. We have lots to talk about. But we actually had, the city itself did not. It only got, I think, to about 35 degrees last night. But New Jersey got to 30, which means a hard freeze. In October. Dun, dun, dun. So thank you, El Nino. We're going to... Have you had any really cold weather yet, Trev?
I do believe we hit frost maybe if it wasn't last night, the night before.
Yeah.
It's about that time, huh?
Yeah, the frost on the pumpkins. As I said, growing up in Denver, trick-or-treating, it always snowed on Halloween. I'm just not quite so used to it in the Northeast here, but... Actually, I'm not really complaining. I love this kind of weather, except nobody knows how to dress. So everybody's got, you can hear I'm a little hoarse this morning. I've already been out, with scarf and everything, but still. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Big movie of the weekend was Goosebumps. Didn't do as well as they expected, but it did better than anything. Crimson Peaks, as I told you, tanked. I didn't like that movie at all. As I said, it was too silly for people who like scary and it was too scary for people who like silly. So, yeah, I don't know who that movie was for. Apparently, no one. Martian came in second, so that's its third big week. 2 weeks at number one, one at number two, so it's doing very well. Got some big movies coming out this week as well, which I will get to later in the week. Too early in the week to talk about movies. But it's not too early to talk about Lynn, who is really smart because he knows if you call at the beginning of an hour, you get the maximum time and the minimum weight. So, Lynn, welcome. How might I help you?
Well, I didn't know that, but I...
you just looked into it, huh?
I love people that help other people like you. You're wonderful.
Thank you.
I called probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
And I was giving advice out for women to leave their aggressive mates. And you asked me if I had left mine, and I said no. You said, you can't give advice. So, I'm back calling you again. I left. I tried to remain friends with her, and he said that it just hasn't worked out well. When you're an abuser like that, it's hard to give it up, I guess. I don't know.
So, you were the abused as opposed to the abuser?
Oh, that's right. Oh,
okay.
My goodness.
So when you say, let me just, before we sort of launch into what's going on today. So saying that you want to be friends with this person, what is it that you look for in a friend?
I guess not her.
Well, that's, but I mean, no, so that's what you don't look for, but what do you look for?
I look for somebody that's kind, honest, a sweet person,
Okay, was she any of those?
No.
Saying you wanted to be friends really didn't make much sense, did it?
No, it doesn't.
I mean, and I hear between saying I want to be friends and saying I don't want to be enemies is a lot of real estate, and I think you got confused with the two. But for friends, at least my friends have my back. I know that I can count on them. I agree with you that some of my friends are kinder than others, to be quite honest. But I know that they're relatively loyal. And because, every once in a while somebody will do something that just doesn't seem very loyal, but you have to understand what was motivating them. I don't look for perfect people to be friends because I'm probably not perfect, but I look for people that I can count on. And even if I count on them to be late, for example, which actually drives me crazy. But at least, I know who they are. I've accepted that whatever shortcomings they have are more than offset by the fact that they have enormous numbers of assets that I value. So when you, and I take friendship very seriously. So when you say to somebody, I just want to be friends, that shouldn't be the default position. That shouldn't be, well, you know, we can't sleep together. We can't live together. We really don't like each other, so let's be friends. That's not what friendship is. So I think the basic problem here is that what you really meant is, I don't want to hate you. I don't want to be your enemy. But the two of you had no basis for being friends. You don't even like her. You don't trust her.
No,
you don't think she's kind.
I do like her. You know, there's.
How can you like somebody that's abusive to you?
I guess I like people, and I'm optimistic. I hope people can change. And, you know.
Well, but Len.
I'm 63.
Len. That if you hope people change, you wait till they change. You don't assume that if you do the same thing, why wouldn't they do the same thing? Listen,
right.
My dear, and I'm not trying to beat you up. I'm saying you got to be careful of fuzzy thinking, because fuzzy thinking will lead you down fuzzy primrose paths, and then you will feel confused, and it won't make any sense to you. The two of you never had the basis for being friends. You might have, which doesn't mean you have to be enemies. But you could just have be neutral, that you could not have much to do with each other. You could remember each other fondly or not think about each other at all. But you're already talking about the basics that you require in a friend she didn't have. So there was no basis for friends. So what's going on today?
Well, see, I feel sorry for her because she doesn't have friends.
That's her. Well, but we know why she doesn't have friends, because she's not a very nice person.
Well, what I called for was that you said that I couldn't give advice to people for getting out of an abusive relationship.
Because you weren't out of it. Yeah.
You got to get out of abusive relationships. That's just terrible. I know it's real hard for people to leave. You know, they.
Well, have you actually left?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I left 5 years ago.
Well, what's this friendship stuff then? What's that?
Oh, you're gonna get after me now.
Well, I'm not trying to get after you. I'm trying to figure out what the hell you're talking about.
I moved her down from Michigan down here to Florida.
Well, but Lynn, because you're geographically out of the relationship doesn't necessarily mean you're emotionally out of the relationship.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
And certainly moving out geographically is a step in the right direction, but it sounds to me that you're still entangled in that relationship, and part of the reason is that you're misdefining it. You're saying, well, we're really friends, where you're really not. And, I mean, look, part of it, Lynn, is you've got to figure out what your motives are, and you're wrapping yourself in apple pie and the flag at this moment to sort of say, look what a good guy I am. But being, first of all, I'm not sure it's accurate, and second of all, it's very destructive at this moment. If you want to say, look, she controlled me for all these years, and so now I want to control her, and I want to be able to do it by giving her money or being her only friend or whatever, then that's okay, but you have to be honest with yourself. You can't say that you're doing one thing and doing another, because it not only will it confuse her, which is dangerous, it'll confuse you, which is disastrous. So I think what you need to do is not give people advice about how to get out of a relationship, because you're not out of it, but figure out why you're still in it, what it is that this relationship offers you that's valuable to you. And then nobody can tell you that's right or wrong. You're the only one who can say it works or doesn't work, but you have to be honest with yourself, and it doesn't sound to me that that's what you're doing at this moment.
Yeah, I think at this point I'm out of it.
Then what's your phone call to me about?
Well, it was to help others, but
Len, be careful of that. I'm not sure we're going to put up the Len school of getting out of abusive relationships anytime soon. Do you think we should?
Okay, can you help me on one other subject, though?
Absolutely. I'd be delighted to. I'd actually like to help you on this one as well. Go ahead. What is it? Len, let me put you on hold for just a minute. Be right back to you. All right? Chris will get to you as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. All right, we're talking with Lynn, who actually called about one thing and now has a question about another. So what's your second question about, Lynn?
Okay, I dated a nurse about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And she informed me that I have passive-aggressive disorder. And so I got on the internet and read what it meant. And then I thought, yeah, I'd probably come back with digs if somebody says something negative toward me. I'd come back even greater towards them.
Well, that isn't what passive aggressive is. First of all, it's not a disorder per se. It's a behavioral tendency. And passive aggressive isn't. Passive aggressive is cloaking your anger and antipathy in sort of seemingly unaggressive remarks like, "That's all right. The ultimate joke is, that's all right. You take the light bulb. I'll stay here in the dark," which means you're a creep. You're trying to take my light away from me, but I'm going to pretend that you're a really nice guy and make you feel guilty. Because the whole point about passive-aggressive behavior is to make somebody feel guilty. And so you can't do that by being aggressive. You have to do that by being passive. So she's mislabeled it, or you or she has. And you've also so it's wrong on two accounts. It's not a disorder. It's a behavioral manifestation, number one. And number two, it's that you're talking about aggressive behavior, not passive-aggressive behavior. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have any other questions? Any other things I can help straighten out for you?
When I read on the Internet about it, though, it says, have trouble with organization. I'm a mess here. The house is a mess. Is there any way?
Well, I mean, basically, what the house being a mess, that's kind of stretching a little bit, is basically saying, especially if you're living with somebody else, is say, well, let's see how we could do it if you're living alone. If you're living alone, I suppose it's, I don't really want you over here, but I'm not going to tell you I don't want you to come, so I'll just make my house messy and then you won't come. The idea is, it's instead of being straightforward about your emotions, you're taking an indirect route. So you procrastination, stubbornness, being sullen, sort of continuing to do the same thing over and over again that you know will drive somebody nuts. That's passive behavior. Passive-aggressive behavior. So a messy house can be any one of a number of causes. That's a symptom more than a cause itself. Len, it sounds to me, my dear, that you were really sort of interested in mental health issues and interested in solving some of the things that are going on in your life. I would suggest you do one of two things, or maybe both. Take a course in basic psychology at adult education, because I think it'll clarify a lot of things for you. Second of all, do a little therapy.
I have learning disabilities. I'm ADD.
That's all right.
I see things in reverse. I can't say that.
Well,
word.
You're dyslexic, but that's okay.
That's right.
I mean, what's the highest level of education you've achieved?
In school, and then I went to a couple courses.
So did you graduate high school?
Yeah.
And you took a couple college courses?
Well, it was the work that I did. It was very easy courses.
Well, but Lynn, listen, take a couple of courses, and you don't have to take them for credit. You can audit them if you want, and there are lots of different ways of sort of learning these days. You could ask the professor, but you might, if you have a hard time reading, then what you may want to be able to do is record the lectures and play them back and listen to them, because auditorily you're not going to have any trouble. It sounds like it's stuff that you're interested in, and you might as well get some accurate information as opposed to sort of, you know, inaccurate information. So, I mean, just do it for fun.
Yeah, I've suffered from depression.
Well, that's a different issue. If you're depressed, you need to be in therapy, not take a course. But
But you were saying something about seeing therapists. Oh, I wanted to add with I was settling for a therapist that was nice, that I liked. That's what you want for therapy. You want one that gets results. You want to get it.
That's true. And especially if you're talking about depression, you probably want to start, especially if you're just starting off with somebody, with a psychiatrist, or at least somebody who has access to medication. Because we know that treating depression, which has been an argument in psychology and psychiatry for 75 years, and it was resolved about 5 years ago, that therapy plus medication plus exercise works better together than any of the three work separately.
I could go off on that, too. I haven't done...
Len, listen, just start someplace. It sounds like you're genuinely interested. So go find a therapist, take a course someplace, get some audio tapes, okay?
Yep. Okay, thank you, Dr. Joy.
Okay, Len, good luck. Hey, listen, rather than having, you know, remember when you learned about sex from, you know, your big brother, unless your big brother is really smart or significantly older than you are, they're probably better resources. And learning about mental disorders from your dates are going to have kind of a vested interest in what they say to you. So there may be better sources. Chris, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Great to talk to you today. I just want to tell you I've been listening to you for almost 20 years. Can you believe it?
My goodness, since both of us were 5 years old, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I've got an issue going on right now. A year ago, I left a part-time job where I was working and to go full-time into my primary career. And the last year has been, how can I say, a little bit stop and go, not exactly. Things haven't, they haven't like ticked off as much as I wanted to. And okay. So I'm considering going back to this part-time job, which I know they would probably welcome me back with open arms. They've mentioned it a number of times.
Okay.
But I have an issue. The two owners of the job are, the business are a little bit critical. They bring in everybody that works at this particular business. It's a salon.
Okay.
And I would be working on front end, so I handle reception and I manage about 12 stylists. But they nitpick every little thing. And I mean, I can do a perfect job 99% of the time. But they will bring me in, and they'll sit there and nail down on the 1%. And a lot of times, they'll blame me for things that I don't have any control over.
Can you give me an example?
There was a conflict with a client. One client that I actually canceled her appointment. I called her up.
Let me stop at this moment because we're going to run out of time. Pick up the narrative where you had an appointment, you were going to cancel her, and let's pick up from there, right? I'll put you back on in just a couple minutes, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking with Chris, who had a part-time job. Was your full-time job in the same general area, Chris?
No, something completely different.
Okay. Can you give me a hint about what the full-time job was?
I'm a professional artist. I have been for over 20 years, and I've sold regularly in the $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 range, you know, for artwork.
True.
After the crash, though, wham. Yeah. And my primary market was in Florida, and most of my collectors were invested in real estate and the stock market.
Oops.
Yeah, things really kind of fell flat. So about a couple of years ago, I started doing some part-time work, and I started working with the salon, and I was with them for about a year and a half. which was really great. But then I decided, you know what, I've got enough money, let me kick it for another year and see if I can get back into it full time and bring it back up to speed. And the speed really hasn't gotten past first year.
So okay, let me ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
Does it make sense, because I do want to look at the perfectionism issue with your ex-employers, but does it make sense to look for a part-time job that's more akin to what you're interested in, for example, in a gallery or maybe even teaching art someplace or working in an art supply store? I don't know. Does it make sense to try and find something that is a bit more akin to your true passion? I mean, as long as you've got to look for a job?
That's exactly what I'm doing right now. I've contacted my alma mater. I am going to be finishing up my MFA. And with that, I'll be able to actually go into teaching on a semi or full-time basis, and I'll still be able to continue to paint. But next semester, I'm going to be coordinating, you know, whatever the university is going to require, as well as, you know, doing some painting. And I'm thinking if I paint some and then work part-time some, and I could conceivably move into another venue. And this may be an idea, because with the salon, I know they had me back in a flat minute.
Let's go back to the salon for a moment. All right, you mentioned that you called, that there was a client that you canceled or she canceled you. Let's pick up that narrative again.
Sure. Part of what I do is confirmation calls. I called this one client to confirm her appointment, and I said, you know, do you want to keep the appointment? And she said no. And I said, do you want to cancel the appointment? And she said yes. I found out later that she's Russian and doesn't speak very good English. So I ended up canceling her appointment. I didn't know this at the time. She said no. She said she was going to cancel. I canceled the appointment. I contacted the stylist. I booked somebody else in there.
Yeah.
She ended up showing up with her friend who spoke English, and the other client that I booked as well showed up, and then she had to be moved. They basically blew up that I had, like, cost the stylist money and all this sort of stuff, and it's just, and it took me a while to kind of figure out what had happened. It wasn't until I talked to the stylist, and he told me that he'll be talking to her and thinks she understands what he's saying, and then finds out she doesn't.
I'm trying to think in retrospect if there's any way of doing that. That might have been able to, I've had exactly the same experience of having carrying on, you know, a 20-minute conversation, and didn't realize to the end of it that I finally asked something, couldn't be answered yes or no, and they hadn't understood a word that I said. So, I think that's happened to all of us, but I'm trying to think in that particular case, I suppose just saying, listen, we don't have a very good connection. Could you just repeat back to me what you'd like me to do? And that might work, not only because she didn't speak much English, but because cell phones, which is what most people talk on these days, are nearly impossible to understand. So just saying, we don't have a great connection, could you just repeat to me what you'd like me to do? And that might help. Because at that moment, if she doesn't understand what you're talking about, it's going to be gobbledygook, and then you'll understand. So you might just put that in the kind of mix. But let me just say a word about this, about nitpickers. I have turned out, I can probably recall the four or five people in my life who have been just as nitpicky as your bosses. And you know what? At the time, I really loathed them. I thought these people, are they missing the point? You know, whether it was an English teacher in eighth grade who gave you two marks, one for content and one for style, and if you misspelled one thing, and this is before spell check, or made one punctuation error or one margin error, you flunked. Whether it was a professor in college where I took a physics exam and flunked it, I had all the right answers and I had wrong decimal points. I mean, I can give you like probably 8 or 10 examples from my life. And at the time I was outraged, saying this isn't fair. You know, and you know what? Those are the people, not only do I remember the best, but I learn from the most, because nobody cares about why you screwed up. All they care is that you screwed up. And once you can understand that for yourself, there was a caller about maybe 2 months ago who was complaining similar to you that that she'd missed a digit. She was transposing numbers and she'd missed a digit. And they put her on probation for it. And I said, it's almost impossible to look at a long list of numbers and get them all right. The only way I know how to do it, and I've known how to do it for years because, of course, I bumped into that, is one person reads and the other transcribes, and then you switch. Because your eye will convince you that of numbers that are not there, you'll miss a zero, whatever. That those people who demand not good, not great, but perfect, are the ones who will teach us the most. Because in the long run, they'll teach us to be careful. They'll teach us to do our best work. They'll teach us to be right. And so what I would probably do if I were you, I mean, I don't know how much value the studio has to you, the salon has to you, but if it has any, if it either pays very well or that there's some, you like the people or whatever, I would go into those people and say, you know what, I know that you're nitpicky, and I need to learn from that because I'm an artist, that's not where my heart lies. You know, I'm a creative person, and so details are not my thing, but I need to learn that. I need to learn that discipline. And I go back, if nothing else, just to learn that discipline because it's invaluable.
Right.
It will serve you so well the rest of your life. And I think all of us, I mean, I don't know very many people who are not obsessive compulsive who are very good at details. But, you know, for the rest of us, it's invaluable to learn that because nobody really cares. It's like if you pay your accountant to do your taxes and they make a mistake, you don't care how hard they worked. You don't care about the fact that they got most of it right or they've been doing it for years. You care about the fact that they made a mistake and it cost you. And that's the way the world runs, and that's the way the world should run. And so those of us who are not prone to being really detail-oriented need to learn because it will mean the difference in the long run between success and failure, between anxiety and serenity, between people being furious with us and people being happy with us. So there's some good reasons not to go back to the salon, as far as I'm concerned. But there's one fantastic reason to go back, and it's the reason you're thinking about not going back.
Okay. All right.
You now get to think about it, all right?
I get to think about it, because it's not a decision that I have to make right away. I don't even know.
Well, but I'm telling you that they are going to offer you something that's invaluable, because they'll make you be careful. They'll make you think in the same way that you and I just had to sort through. How could you sort out somebody who doesn't understand what you're saying? And the answer is to have them repeat back to you what you'd like them to do. And all you have to do is say, we don't have a very good connection. Could you repeat to me what you'd like me to do? It will take care of all the problems.
That's a fantastic approach. I really appreciate it.
Okay, so think about it. It's completely up to you, and certainly people who demand those kinds. There's also Bradley Cooper's new movie Burnt is coming out, and basically he's the kind of perfectionist that your salon guys are, and he has temper tantrums. But what you understand is who wants to be around this guy, and the answer is, well, you'll find out in the final reel why people want to be around him, is he demands the most, and that's how you. Most people are not willing to give you their best without it being demanded, especially those of us who can, kind of slide on by on charm or whatever it is that we're sliding by on. But people who say, are very valuable to us, even though it's not very comfortable.
Well, you know, and something I can certainly add to that, I am myself a perfectionist. I have been called a perfectionist by many people. I owned that. I've owned the good of it. I've owned the bad of it. I think one of the problems that I've had is that, you know, in that particular job environment, I am constantly on top of myself to get everything absolutely right, absolutely perfect. And there are situations and times where I feel like I'm constantly second guessing myself. It's like, are they going to say that I should have done this first before I did this first? And
well, you can ask. I mean, sit down. If you're going back to them and you think they're valuable, that you're valuable to them and they're valuable to you, see if you can categorize the categories. If you can list the categories in which these things are likely to happen and ask for better direction. Everybody will be happy. They'll be impressed that you thought about it. You'll be better at it, and there'll be less anxiety. Right? That which doesn't kill us makes us stronger, even if people are yelling at us. Larry, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in the area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of a funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I could put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying a dollar, buck and a half, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay, ProPure.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Larry, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. I started to say thank you for being patient with me in the middle of the sentence, so. But welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm a grandfather, and my grandson's 2 years old. We had him for, we were at Disney over the week, and I was babysitting him 3 or 4 days. You know, 2 year olds don't really, they tire out pretty quick. And so, you know, for the rest of the family, have a good time. I took him back to the room and watched him, and it's really been, you know, other than just really quick weekend trips. I haven't really been around him that much. And he's two. He has some peculiarities that bothered me.
Can you be specific with
I've
me?
I'm sorry, ma'am. You mean?
Can you be specific with some of his peculiarities?
Lack of eye contact. He shifts his eyes quite a bit. Mm-hmm. He does laugh and have good times and that type of thing, but he doesn't keep focus on anything for, 5 seconds. Try to play blocks with him, try to play different things with him, and he just wouldn't focus on it at all. Ran on the tiptoes, has a very, very young motion with his arms where they come to the middle and they shake with fists, okay? In other words, instead of getting that gliding motion when he runs with his hands out, his hands are close to his chest. And all these things kind of led me into looking at certain things. And, where my daughter and son-in-law live, there's a very good clinic that goes over those childhood types of situations. Now they are they're very healthy people. They have good health care. The baby's been to a pediatrician regularly. Those types of things. So for me as a layman to be sitting out here saying, "Well, I'm thinking something's weird. Something's going on with my grandson." My concern here is, how do I go and tell, or not tell, but approach my son-in-law and daughter and say, 3 or 4 days I've had him, I'm looking in from outside source here, there's some things going on, he's mm-hmm. maybe a little bit of a young 2-year-old, but would it okay. harm anything to take him to the clinic and have him check that?
Okay. I hear exactly what you're saying. You're suspecting autism here?
Well, when you read on the various websites, you can suspect anything.
Yep, that's true.
What really scares me is that, you read things into it as you read on and on and on about various traits in the diagnosis. That's what really bothers me is that am I reading things in? And, just enough things that from having children and being a parent and now a grandparent, it just didn't add up, and it bothers me a little bit. And I know if you get ahead of the game in that type of diagnosis, there's better outcomes.
Okay, fair enough. All right, here's one possibility. Because if you go to them and say, "Hey, listen," one of the possibilities, I suppose, is when in doubt, try the truth. But I kind of agree with you that the notion, my concern is that they might say, "Okay, well, clearly you're just being judgmental and we don't want you to be around him anymore," which is counterproductive on a whole bunch of different levels. So I understand your concern. But, maybe just saying something like, I listened to this woman on the radio and somebody called in, you don't have to say it was you, about the kid who sounded, could have been Jeremy, that he's a happy kid, but doesn't seem to be able to concentrate very much, doesn't make eye contact very well, doesn't seem to have the kind of typical gait of a 2-year-old. And she said, well, it's a little hard to tell in 2-year-olds because they're, especially 2-year-old boys, because their maturation can be so divergent, but doesn't hurt to check out with the pediatrician. Some pediatricians are more sophisticated than others, and a lot of pediatricians don't see kids for very long. I mean, if the pediatrician, him or herself, spends 5 or 10 minutes with the kids, that's a lot these days. So maybe just getting a developmental either psychologist or a pediatric neurologist, take a quick look. And what she suggests is it could be any one of a number of things. It could be a hearing issue. It could be an eyesight issue. It could be a neurological issue. It could be just some neurological immaturity. But when in doubt, you get it checked out, because her point was that the earlier you can diagnose something, the earlier you can treat it. So, it just occurs to me that that maybe there's, this description could have been Jeremy, and Brown's advice was, get it checked out. There's there's no particular reason to jump to a conclusion or to jump to a diagnosis. But when you've got something that doesn't feel quite right, that you get checked out. And I trust you guys' instinct. I trust my instinct as a concerned grandparent and a father, you know, raised you guys. And, you know, it just occurs to me that it may be something to keep an eye on here.
Well, I appreciate that suggestion. I don't think we'd go off the pale as far as, you know, not seeing the child again. But
good.
I think that I wanted them to follow through with it. And
well, I think, honey, I think that one's going to be a little tough. I think all you can do. Here's my deal.
Grandparent, that's what happens.
Yeah. Here's my deal with putting out ideas for people that are smart and stubborn, which I think describes most of the world, or hopefully a large part of the world, is you put the idea out there and you don't jam it, because people will get defensive if they feel that they're being manipulated,
right,
or if there's too much energy about it. So just putting it out there and sort of then leaving it and walking away from it and presenting your arguments in a gentle way of saying, here's what I was, and saying, well, I feel like there's something wrong, is not helpful. Saying, going through the symptoms in exactly the same way you did with me. And again, you don't have to talk about Jeremy. You can talk about somebody who talked about the same symptoms that Jeremy has.
Sure.
And they're not pathognomonic, in that they don't describe exactly one syndrome, but are worth checking out, because it's going to impact all sorts of learning issues, preschool issues, learning issues, toilet training issues, sibling issues, play date issues. So let's know, you know, what's going on here. And it may be just a neurological immaturity, which is very, very common with males as opposed to females. The assumption is that the myelin sheath isn't laid down quite as quickly in males as females. And nobody knows why. It's why boys don't toilet train as early as girls, among other things. Why they're not as coordinated when they're very young. But I think the idea is that you sort of put an idea out there with a little bit of underpinning and then walk away from it. So the compliance you're going to have some issue with. But you've made them aware of what to look for and how to think about it in a non-judgmental way, that they don't have to say you're right and they're wrong. Okay, I'll tell you what. If there's another question here, just hang on for me. If not, just be gentle about it, put it out there, and walk away from it. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tone to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WholeTones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.